News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the murder rate has decreased by 8.2% for the January to June 2014 period. PIOJ's Deputy Director General Richard Lumsden says the rate declined to 18.2 per 100,000 of the population, down from 19.9 for the corresponding period in 2013. Mr. Lumsden says the rate of Category 1 crimes, including shooting, rape, and robbery, declined by 10.3% for the period under review relative to the corresponding period last year.
A total of 161 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 population were committed over the period January to June 2014. The decline from 180 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2013. These figures continue the downward trend in overall crime rates that began in June of 2010 for a fourth consecutive year.
Mr. Lumsden was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly media briefing in New Kingston recently. Meanwhile, effective September 1, Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC's concessionary passengers will only be able to benefit from discounted rates through the use of its smarter cards. Concessionary passengers include children 3 to 11 years of age, students 12 to 20 in uniform, the elderly, and persons with disabilities.
We have been able to tailor cards to specific passengers. And currently, we have passengers that are in two groups. We have adult passengers and we have concessionary passengers. What we're trying to do is to ensure that each concessionary passenger has a personalized card that allows them to access the concessionary fare.
Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan. He was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says implementation of the Economic Reform Program ERP continues to yield positive and significant outcomes for Jamaica. He says these successes include declining unemployment, increased infrastructural development, prospects for investments, increase in visitor arrivals, as well as continued resilience in agriculture. In relation to unemployment, Dr. Phillips says the figure for April 2014 showed a 3% reduction compared with the corresponding period last year.
More significant was the fact that youth unemployment was down even more sharply, 5% as against 3% over the same period. It's still too high, but we have to sustain those gains by creating the conditions for even more productive initiatives to take root.
Minister Phillips was speaking at the weekly meeting of the Rotary Club of New Kingston in St. Andrew Friday. Measures are being implemented to ensure schools in drought-affected areas have access to water come September. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, says the ministry is partnering with the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and the National Water Commission to truck water to schools in need.
We are now putting together the information in terms of the schools that currently have storage facilities where they will be directly working with us to truck water to those schools that do not have storage facilities. Through our regional offices, we are trying to provide storage tanks for them.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. And users of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's Electronic Labor Exchange, ELE, can now enjoy improved services following the opening of its renovated offices. The office, located at the Ministry's North Street building in downtown Kingston, was refurbished at a cost of $8 million through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. The ELE forms the core of the Ministry's Labor Market Information System, LMIS, and provides both online and offline services to job seekers and employers. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the LMIS within the context of the ELE division represents a win-win proposition for Jamaican job seekers, employers, and the government. Minister Kellyer was addressing the reopening ceremony Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Thank you.